We're joined by a Sydney personal trainer. Her name is Lily Cook. Welcome to the show, Lily.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Lily, you've hit the headlines over the last couple of days because of an incident that occurred at a beach in Vaucluse. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Erin, what?
Yeah, I noticed this actually, and I was even thinking of talking about it on my Sky News show last night because it's really interesting the debate that this starts. And essentially, you were sunbaking topless on what is a public beach. Mm. Someone took a photo of you without your knowledge and has circulated it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Which would be awful. Like it would feel so invasive. What was your original reaction when you found out? So someone sent you a screenshot of what had been circulated.
I was mortified, but I was also shocked. I kind of like didn't really register what had gone on. And I was sort of just like, oh, what creeps, that kind of thing. And then I sent it to my sister and my mum and they all heard about it. And they were like, this is appalling. And I kind of just expected it, which is bizarre from people like that. I kind of was just presuming like that was what boys did. And then I've realized how big this issue is and how many women since going public have these experiences. And it's just something that, regardless of being in a public place, for me, it's not even the taking of the photo, it's the distributing it that's an issue. Yeah.
And so we don't name them, but these were people that they were friends of friends or something. Is that right?
Yeah. So I knew them all. Some of them I knew closer than the others, but I had them all on Instagram. Like they were all friends of friends. Yeah.
And so have you confronted them about this, or have they apologized?
I have had one apology from one of the men involved, of which I've confronted, but the other men involved refused to say that they had anything to do with it.
Right.
Did you go to the police?
I did go to the police, yeah.
And what did the police say? Because the legal part of this, I mean, it doesn't matter because it really hurts and you feel betrayed and all those other kind of things. But legally, do you have any rights at all?
Well, the issue is, you know, had they got a warrant to go through their phones, I think it would be a little bit different. But because the person that took the photo just said they took it of a public place and the person that just distributed it, even though he admitted to it, then chose like refused to make a statement, we were kind of stuck and we just had nothing to do with it.
Is it illegal to take a photo? So legally they could take the photo.
Legally you can take a photo in a public place, but the intent there and the fact that he distributed it.
Yeah, see, they need to relook at this in terms of because now there's so many channels to distribute photos so much that you know, porn, revenge porn, all these kind of laws now really need to be updated, and whether or not this is included is a debate and another issue.
But that's interesting. So it's the passing on of the photo which is the illegal act.
That is definitely an illegal act, like distributing it, but because it's a public place and the issue was like because it was the side of my face, they were like, we can't confirm that's you, even though I had evidence of me and my sister sitting there at the beach. Like they just kind of get stuck and they can't do anything.
Yeah. But these are like morally and like if you just know that it's not the right thing
to do.
And especially, I mean, this especially if you know the person and you're sending that photo to people you know she knows. So it's sent to a group of blokes and you vaguely know a lot of them.
Mm. I know some blokes it was sent to, you know, I don't know how many or who admitted to sending it or not, but yeah, that's the issue as well, and that's what's hard to come to terms with. Is it's like people that you know. It's not just someone random on the beach that you don't care about. Yeah. Like it affects your social life. It affects you.
Yeah, you go to the next party and you're thinking, have you guys all seen this photo of
me?
And yeah, look, it's the only reason I focus on the legal element is because it's really important to understand what's legal, what's illegal, and if the laws need changing, which they might need to be updated. But yeah, the emotional toll on this and just from a moral perspective, it's appalling behaviour.
But you've got people, and I talked to you outside, you've got online, you're getting copying a fair amount of flack over your stance. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, I'm getting a lot of positive comments, a lot of women reaching out, a lot of women sharing their experience and saying that they feel heard now. But it's a lot of people that feel offended by the fact that I was topless or, you know, that like, you know, I shouldn't, if I'm going to a public place, I shouldn't expect anything else. And it's quite bizarre.
So you're getting older. You said you're getting older women online saying to you, you had your top off. Mm. You got what you deserved.
Maybe put a top on.
Yeah, right.
But see, this happens to women in bikinis.
Yeah.
It's happened to me before.
Yeah.
Where people have taken photos of me, however it be. It happened, and you know, we're in the public eye. Like if I go to a pub for dinner and I can see a group of guys taking a photo, they obviously want to send it to their friends. And I think, really annoys me. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I say, well, come over and ask for a photo if you want one. But it's a secret taking of photos. Yeah, even if you've got a bikini top on, people can still take photos and objectify you and send it to their mates. I don't think it's even – and that still is uncomfortable for women.
Yeah, whether it's like explicit or not, you shouldn't be taking photos of people and distributing it.
What if you – and this is like what if you're lying on the beach topless and you see a group of blokes walk past looking at you? Do you get annoyed about that?
I get annoyed. And I mean, every time as a woman that you walk down the street and you get wolf whistled, or, you know, like you wear a nice top and someone looks at you and that kind of thing, that's just what happens. But I think you expect in this day and age that we can, you know, start to respect women more and more and allow people to dress and be how they want to be, you know?
Yeah. No, the photo thing is, it's completely out of bounds. I mean, I cannot believe that people are having a go at you for getting annoyed at this. I personally can't believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you go to a beach, you take off your top, you want to sunbake topless, there's an expectation that you should have and you need to have that you will be seen at that beach by some people. If anyone, you know, that's you're going to a public place. Yeah. But there should never be an expectation or an acceptance that someone's going to take a photo and distribute it to a group of people that you might know or to anyone. That's the line crossed. If you were there going, oh my God, I'm topless sunbathing and people were looking at me at the beach and getting angry, I'd probably say, okay, you probably need to reassess, you know, that's a reason, you know, you're there in a public place. But this is beyond that. This is crossing a line.
Do you have a partner, Lily?
No, I don't.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. So what have your parents said about it?
Oh, they're pretty mortified by it. I mean,
do they say you shouldn't be sunbaking topless or not? What do they
No, my mum sunbaked topless my whole childhood. I used to get embarrassed about my mum doing it. You know, and my mum says it's anti-evolutionary because she was like, we didn't have phones and no one could do that. Like,
yeah, right.
You'd
yeah.
see creeps at the beach, but you'd just be like, I know they can't do anything.
They're you there know? With their sketch pad
drawing it. You.
What about their Polaroids?
Literally. I know. But then, like, you watch Bondi Rescue and they get, you know, they get charged on the spot if the guards can see someone taking a photo of them in the act. But it's like no one could see the act. So now they're just, you know, they don't get in trouble.
We need Hoppo back on the job, don't we?
He's good with this stuff. You've started a really important conversation and it's a great debate. So well done to you for speaking out.
Thank you.
And will you go back and sunbathe topless? What's your
Absolutely.
Go from here?
Absolutely. I went the next day.
Yep. There you go. Can't stop early.
Thank you, Lily. Today, FM. Thank you.